From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah County has 6 new measles cases. The County Health Department says they're all children 18 or younger. Measles is very contagious. It can stay airborne or on surfaces for up to 2 hours. So officials have some warnings since it's the holiday season and people are spending more time together indoors. Stay home when you're sick. And health experts recommend calling ahead to your health care provider if you think you have measles. Lastly, cover your mouth when coughing or sneezing and wash your hands. But officials say getting a vaccination is the best way to prevent measles. People along the Colorado River are being asked to conserve water, but a new study finds there's an important incentive missing for some of the biggest users. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Researchers from the National Resources Defense Council and UCLA focused on large irrigation districts in the river's lower basin, which includes water-hungry California, Arizona, and Nevada. They found some large farms paid just pennies per acre foot, or nothing at all, for river water. Cities and households, meanwhile, often pay far more. Co-author Isabel Friedman says the system has many users who have no financial incentive to conserve water.
We really cannot address the growing water scarcity issue in the West while we continue to give water away for free. That is a losing solution every day.
Friedman urges Congress and federal water managers to update pricing so that funds can fix aging infrastructure, encourage conservation, and prevent bigger costs down the line. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Utah State University's football team will not be bringing home a trophy full of spuds. The Aggies lost in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl today to Washington State. The final score was 34-21. Utah State finished with a 6-win, 7-loss record. It closes out the first season under new head coach Bronco Mendenhall, and more changes are on the horizon. The Aggies will be joining Pac-12 starting next year. You are listening to KUER News.